More than 1,000 participants gathered this afternoon at Penn's Landing to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies, particularly the separation of children from parents. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies is just back from the event, and he joins me live in the studio. Dave, I understand this protest was organized primarily by unions. Is that unusual?
Yeah, it is sort of. You know, typically these kinds of protests are organized by immigrant activist groups and progressive political activists. This crowd was overwhelmingly union people, leaders, staff, organizers, shop stewards, each wearing T-shirts that identified their particular union. It was organized by leaders of two national unions, the Painters Union and Unite Here, which represents mostly hospitality workers across the country. I have to say most of the crowd were from out of town, locations from Washington to Massachusetts up and down the East Coast. So it was sort of picked to happen in Philadelphia, but nationally organized. But there were local leaders, and one of them who spoke, we can listen to here, was Brian Boyer of the Philadelphia Laborers Union.
The building trades is committed to fairness and honor. And snatching people away from their family at 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 is not the way you do it. We saw that once, and it was the trans-American slave trade.
Dave, as Mr. Boyer noted, he represents one of the construction unions. Do they typically embrace immigration rights as an issue?
No, they don't. And that is one of the interesting things about this particular gathering, Dave. You know, the National Painters Union approached the Philadelphia AFL-CIO Council to support this. And while many prominent construction unions, including Local 98 of the Electricians Union, which, by the way, represents our own engineers here at WHYY, joined on, I'm told there was pushback and that some of those building trades unions who have a more conservative membership base, some of them voters for President Trump, were reluctant to support this. I spoke to Frank Keel, who is the spokesman for the Electricians Union, about why there was that reluctance. Here's what he said.
We do spend a lot of our time arguing against how illegal immigrants on construction sites in Philadelphia and elsewhere are taking jobs from American citizens. We're not anti-immigrant. We're just saying come here, but do it the right way.
Now, Keel did say all that aside, the policy of separating kids from their parents is such an offensive policy, one that shocks the conscience, that many building trades joined this effort to oppose it. I saw about 40 people at the rally with Electricians Union T-shirts and some other construction trades, but the majority of those at the rally were from the unions that typically support progressive causes.
Now, after the rally, the effort continued in the form of a march over to an immigration office. Dave, will this protest by labor unions have an impact?
Well, it's certainly not a game changer. No protest is. I mean, it'll obviously get some media coverage. But unions are an interest group that members of Congress pay attention to. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the building trades in particular contribute to and have relationships with Republican elected officials. If those officials see that this is something these union leaders really care about, it becomes part of the equation, something that they will consider.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.